Parshas Truma, begin about Klal Yisrael giving the Truma, giving the different donations for the Mishkan. And the famous Diyuk in the Pasuk, V'yichuli Truma, right? The Chorot should say V'yitnu, right? To give is to, Yichu means to take, Yichu. So here you're giving, yitnu, not yikhu. So there's a famous word in the Beis Halevi, page 3. Says the Beis Halevi, V'diktik ha-kosuv v'omar v'yikhu l'chuma v'lo'omar v'yitnu l'chuma. V'yikhu ma'ashe yesh lo la'odam b'mamono hu ma'ashe nosin l'tztoka. In other words, what do you have in this world? The only things that you really own in life are things that are eternal. You have cars and homes and docks and all this wealth. It's not eternal. It's not eternal. So you don't really, you own it. Yeah, of course you own it. If somebody takes it away, it's an issa gezel. But it's not eternal. You don't really... The only things that you really have in life are the eternal things. So when you use your money and you give it to tzedakah, then you're actually owning your money because you're making something eternal. So when you v'yikuli truma, when you give truma to the Beis HaMikdash, so then when you give tzedakah, so then what? Nesina l'tzedakah hu l'kicha l'atzmo. D'rak zehu shalom. Because when you give something to tzedakah, so now you're gaining something. You're making that, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you wealth, it's not, it's to use for good things. It's to use for good things. If you're not using it, it's not eternal, it's not really yours. The thing that when you take your money and you give it for a good cause, so then you're doing a ma'aseh lekicha for yourself. Because you're making eternity. So here we have this notion, you know, when you give something to tzedakah, so I'm the giver and the guy who is the receiver, right? So what I want to show you through the course of this year is that what we look as who the giver and we look at the receiver is not really accurate. The giver is also a receiver, and the receiver is also a giver. And I like to show that idea. So the same idea of what the Beis HaLevi is saying. When you give tzedakah, so you're giving, when you give to the Beis HaMikdash, you're giving, but you're receiving, because you're receiving eternity. You're getting schuyos that are going to be malava you for eternity. And that's why he uses the lashon, what? V'yichu. And the famous Chazal in the Medrash, in Parshas Bahar, and it's also Medrash in Rus. Tani Rabbi Yoshua Yosem Imal Shabalabais Osa Im Ha'oni Ha'oni Osim Balabais. There's more that the Balabais, who's giving the money to the Oni, does for the Oni is doing for the Balabais. Because you think that the Balabais is the Nosein and the Oni is the Lokeach. Right? That's what you think. But the Medrash says more than the Balabais is doing for the Oni is doing for the Balabais. Because the fact that the Oni is the recipient that gives the Balabayas chashivas that he did something philanthropic. He did something meaningful with his money, and that's what the pasuk says: Shema Isha Sher Asisi Imo Hayom Boaz. What's that mean? The man that I did chesed with was Boaz. He did chesed with her. What do you mean? Asisi Asher Osa Imi Ein Ksiv Kan El Sher Asisi Imo. He gave me a piece of bread. I did for him more than he did for me. Because the fact that the Ani gives the opportunity for the Asher to do a chesed, that chus is greater than what the piece of bread is worth to the Ani. So you always have to realize, whenever there is a lokeach and a nosein, it's not like the lokeach is the great guy and the nosein is the... Each one is what I call this year the shutfus of the nosein and the mekabel. Because without the mekabel, then the mekabel enables the nosein to be a nosein. So it's not like the mekabel is a nothing of the nosein. The mekabel, in essence, is being a nosein to the nosein. Because Yosef Mish Masha Oni Yosef Im Masha Balabais Osim Oni Oni Yosef Balabais. And we have the same thing in the Parsha of Bikurim on page 5. Vayaki Savol Arts. It says Vakachta Mereshis Kol Pri Adam. So also a Loshan Lakicha. But the question is, what do you mean Lakicha? You're giving it. You're taking your fruit and you're giving it away in the base of Mikdash to the Kohanim. So why the Lashon Lakicha? So the Chidah, which Moshe Shapiro pointed out to me, this Chidah, the Chidah on page 7 says, Perish Arava Muvok of Yaakov Malko, Gemash Omer Parakamid Kedushin, Nos Nehiva Omer Hu. Right, the Gemara says that in Kedushin, the man has to give the ring to the woman, not vice versa. The man gives to the woman, not the woman to the man. So if it's Nasnahi is no good. However, the Gemara says there's one case that if it's Nasnahi, that she could give them the ring to the man and it'll still be good. How could that be? So the Gemara says, Im hu adam choshuv hi mekudeshes. If the man is a very choshuv a person, so and she gives him the ring, it's good. A good kedushin. How could that be? Because if you give something, you go to the President of the United States and you give him something and he takes your gift and he keeps your gift, that's the tremendous hanoah that you get. Because the Adam Chashuv is taking my thing. So even so, when the woman gives the ring to the man, if he's an Adam Chashuv, so what? So in essence, he's giving to her. Because he's giving her the pleasure that he accepted, he, such an Adam Chashuv, accepted her gift. That's what the Gemara says in Kedushin. So the Chidah says the same thing over here. That when you bring the Bikurim, why does it say Loshen Lakicha by Bikurim? When you bring the Bikurim, you give it to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, or the Kohanim, which represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so such an Adam Chashuv, so therefore, in essence, you're getting. Because the fact that this, the Beis HaMikdash, is accepting your gift, your Peiros, then what? You're not only the one who's giving, but you're receiving. Because you're receiving the Hanoah of the Adam, that the Adam Chashuv, the Kohanim, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is taking your gift. So the receiver is really the giver, and the giver is really the receiver. So it's always a shutfus between the two. It's not, in other words, it shouldn't be, each one needs each other. It shouldn't be that the no-sein is a balgaiva. Oh, I'm everything and you're nothing. No, it's a shutfus. And each one is really giving, because the Ani is giving the balabais the opportunity to do something good with his mamam. So each one is a giver and each one is a receiver. It's not just a giver and a receiver. There's another pasuk in Parshas Truma, page 8. It says the following. Besamtes Hashulchan Michutz LaParochas Ves Hamnora Nochach Hashulchan Al Tzel HaMishkan Teiman Ves Hashulchan Titein Al Tzel HaTzofon. We know in the Mishkan, in the Kodesh, so you had the menorah on the south, the shulchan on the other side in the north, you had the mizbeach in the middle. Right? So it went menorah on the south, mizbeach in the middle, and shulchan on the north. That's the way they were set up. Three parallel. And so the Gemara in Yuma, on page 9, says an interesting point. The Tanya, Shulchan B'Tzofan, the Shulchan was in the north, Moshach Men HaKosel Shtei Amos. It was put from the Kosel two Amos, Umechza, Umenorah B'Dorom, and the menorah was also 2.5 Amos from the wall, Meshuchim and Akosel Shtei Amos Umechza. Mizbeach was in the middle, Memutzav Ome Beemtza, Umoshuch Klape Chutz Kima. So it's interesting. The Gemara makes an interesting point. The Mizbeach was not exactly between the Shulchan and the menorah. It was a little bit pushed, a little bit forward. So why? Why was the Mizbeach, it was a little off-center, right? Why wasn't the Mizbeach right smack in the middle between the menorah? It was pushed. So the Gemara says, V'nukmei lahadayu, why wasn't it made parallel? So it should be the menorah, Mizbeach, Shulchan, which it was, but the Mizbeach was pushed a little forward. So the Gemara says, Kevin dechsiv es ha-menorah nochach ha-shulchan bi'inan dechazu ha-hadadi. Since the Pasuk says that the menorah is parallel, is opposite the Shulchan, we want that the menorah should be able to, so to speak, see the Shulchan. In other words, if you're from the vantage point of the menorah, you should be able to see the Shulchan, and vice versa. It shouldn't be that the Mizbeach is blocking the view between the menorah and the Shulchan. The Mizbeach should not be blocking. That's why it's moved up a little bit. So this way, there's a clear line of sight between the Shulchan and the menorah. That's what the Gemara says. So what's this all about? So the famous Yerushalmi, I've discussed it in the past years. Fascinating, one of my favorite Yerushalmis in Orla. And we're going to see how this fits in over here. We know the din is that Orla is the fruit of the first 3 years. The first 3 years that the tree is in existence, the fruit that it produces is Osir Bachila and Osir Bahano. Now say, for example, you take a branch from an old tree that's already 15 years old. So that's past Orla. And you graft it onto a new tree, a tree that's within its first 3 years. And now that old branch, and the old branch is partly in the new tree and partly in the ground. And now this old branch produces fruit. So do we view the branch, this old branch, now since it's connected to the new, since this old branch is connected... So since the old branch is connected to the... Since the old branch is connected to the new tree, so maybe it should have a din of Orla, right? Or do we say no, that it's an old branch, and since it's an old branch, so it's producing its own fruit, and therefore it's past the Orla stage. So anything that comes out of the branch, how do you view it? Do you view it as part of the new tree, and therefore now it's going to have a din orla also, because the new tree is still within the first 3 years? Or do we say no, that it's anything that comes out from this old branch is past orla, it's not a problem? So the Gemara says it depends upon where it's getting its nutrition from. Where is it primary nutrition from? Is the prime nutrition of this old branch from what? From the new tree? Therefore, it's co-opted to the new tree, and therefore it'll have a din orla because it's still within the first 3 years? Or is it no? Then prime nutrition is from the ground, and therefore it's not, co-opted to the new tree, and therefore it will have its own status as an old tree. So that's what the Gemara says. Manu kami im dover barihu shuchai mikoach hazkena. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. The way that you gives it the opposite, that you took a new branch and you put it on an old tree. I just had it the reverse way. You put a new branch on the old tree. So this new branch, does it have a din of the old tree? Or does it have, and therefore if it have a din of an old tree, it's already past orla? Or is it on its own? So it depends where it's getting its nutrition. If the new branch is getting its nutrition from the old tree, so then it's a din of the old tree, it wouldn't have a din orla. If it's its own thing, then it will. So im dover barihu shachai mikoach hayolda. If we know that it's living because of the new tree, divrei kol aser. So how do you know? So the Gemara says, im hayu olim hafuchim klapei zkena, davar bari shuchai mikoach hayolda. In other words, it depends if the leaves, in other words, you're having this new branch and you're putting it on the old tree. So if the leaves of the branch are facing the old tree, so most probably it's not getting its nutrition from there. But if its branches are away from the other tree, then it is getting its nutrition from there, because the Gemara has the phrase, "I'm reviewed in Rachan and Simona, the ochel min chavrei bois mistakel be." That if you're just taking a freeloading from somebody else, so then you're embarrassed to look the person in the face. So if this new branch is getting its nourishment from this tree, so then its leaves are going to be facing away from the tree, because it's embarrassed that it's getting its nourishment from there. If it's facing the tree, then probably it's not getting its nourishment from there, so it's not embarrassed to look it in the face. Right? So that's the famous line in the Yerushalmi, that the ochel min chavrei, if you're eating from your friend, meaning you're getting a handout from your friend and you're just taking and not giving, so bohis mistakel be. You're embarrassed to look him in the face because you're just freeloading, etc. That's what the famous Yerushalmi says. So depending upon, if the leaves are looking towards the tree, so obviously it's not getting, the leaves of this new branch are looking towards the tree, obviously it's not getting nourishment from the tree. And if it's away, then it is getting nourishment from the tree. And depending upon, what the tree, the branch of the tree are, will depend upon whether it's a din orla or not. Oh. So, I saw quoted here, from the Parashas Mordechai in the Olam Letrufa of Tavshin Samach Gimel, he said like this. Let me say it to you outside. And what's the idea that the menorah and the shulchan should be looking at each other? The shulchan represents osher, gashmias. That's where the lechem aponim are, etc. Menorah represents chokhmah, represents Torah, and the shulchan is the Gashmias, is the Ashirim, who are supporting the Torah. They're the ones who are supporting the Torah institutions, right? So you might say that these people who are giving the money are the givers, and the people who are learning are just being the takers. So, but if that be the case, they would be embarrassed to look at each other. So the fact that the Torah says no, we want that the Shulchan and the Menorah should be looking at each other, the Mizbeach shouldn't block, to show that what? That the person who is getting the tzedakah is also a giver, not only a getter, because he's enabling that the giver to do something with his money. So therefore it's not pshat that the menorah who's getting supported by the shulchan is only the receiver, not the giver. No, because if it's a good cause, the giver, the receiver also is a giver. And if you're a giver, then you have nothing to be embarrassed about. You can look, the menorah could look the shulchan in the face. You don't have to have the mizbeach block, because the menorah is also a giver. Because the shulchan is giving money to the menorah to help the Torah, to help the Torah institution. But the fact is that the menorah is producing the talmidim and producing the learning, which is also an important thing. So we don't view it as just one is a giver and one is a receiver. They're both givers, and that's the shutfus of the giver and the receiver. So that's what he writes over here. He quotes that Gemara. Then he quotes the. He says the third paragraph. We need b'nog b'shem olam shem akabel tzedaka mizbayish min hanosei. K'mashal b'dochel min dechavrei bois mistakel ben. Ulam kasher ha'asher machzik as a talmid chacham ve'b'nosu l'zeh shu nosei ne'regam kim mekabel. In other words, because by the fact that he's giving to a Talmud Chacham, he's giving to a Torah institution, so that's going to bring bracha for him. So therefore, he doesn't have to view himself as just the menorah, as just a receiver. The menorah can look the shulchan in the face. There's nothing to be embarrassed. If the menorah was just the receiver, then inochanami. He couldn't look the shulchan in the face, then we would have to put the mizbeach between the two. The fact that Torah is saying, the fact that we dafka don't put the mizbeach mamish in between, that the shulchan is nochach and the menorah nochach the shulchan, to show that they're both givers. It's not just a giver and a receiver, they're both givers, and that's the shutfus between the two of them. This reminded me of a vort in the Oznaim LaTorah. I saw a quote, I think Rav Matthias Blum once quoted in one of his periodicals. In the Oznaim LaTorah, Rav Zalman Sarotskin says, Vatar od leyat vatel ben shishi leYaakov. So really, there were four wives, right? And each one was supposed to get three sons, because there would be 12 sons. So the as Naimotor says, Leah amdami ledas achrei asher yolda dalad bonim chelak magila b'shvatim kigvira u'mnei shezilzel rachel b'shchivosa shel osu tzadik. In other words, right, the fact that she got Yisachar was because Rachel with the Dudoim gave the right to her to be with Yaakov that night in lieu of the Dudoim, so therefore she Leah got an extra son because of that. Okay, but why did she get a sixth son? Well, she got the four sons, and then she got an extra son because Rachel was mezalzel by the fact that Rachel sold her right to Yaakov Avinu for the night, and now she gets a sixth son. Why did she with the cheshbon? She was supposed to get four sons, and then an extra son because Rachel was mezalzel. What's the sixth son? So he says the pshat is like this: that we know that Yisachar is the Torah, and Zvulun is a supporter of Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that Yisachar and Zvulun should come from the same mother, because the same mother is some type of natural love that'll exist from siblings of the same mother. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, knowing that Zvulun is going to be the supporter of Yisachar, that shouldn't be with resentment, that I'm just giving, I'm resenting that I'm giving. So he wanted that Dafka, once already Yisachar was coming from Leah, Zvulun should come from Leah too. Because the idea is that why shouldn't there be resentment? The answer is because it's not a giving and taking. It's a shutfus. They're both giving each other. They're both giving. You know, they're both doing, if the person that's learning or the yeshiva is doing a proper job, so they're giving to the community also. So they're both givers. So therefore, there's no reason for resentment, and to make sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw to it that Yisachar and Zvulun should come from the same mother. A similar idea as well is in the by the Parshas Baal Oscha, where we know it says Baal Oscha Saneros El Bnul Pnei Amnoya Iru Shiva Saneros, and says Rashi Iru Shiva Saneros Shal Shisha Kanim Shlosha Mizrachim Ponim the Mulaim Tzoy, and the Shlosha Marvim is also, in other words, you had the middle, you had seven candles, seven receptacles of wicks, and they all were turning towards the middle. There was the middle one, and then the three on the right and three on the left were all turning towards the middle. So the Panim Yafos, or Moshe Shapiro pointed out to me, this Panim Yafos says that a beautiful idea. The Panim Yafos says, The middle one, you light from the middle one, right? They're all getting lit from the middle one. The middle one represents the Rebbe. The others represent the Talmidim. So you might think that the Rebbe is the giver and the Talmidim are the receivers, right? But says the Panim Yafos, if that be the case, how could they be facing towards the middle one? How could they look the Rebbe in the face? Yeah, take a look. Remez b'zeh sh'omer kosov sh'shar ha'neiros yi'iru l'mul p'nei ha'menorah. Ta'inu avu b'shekiblu or afil hoche hayu mi'irim lo. V'yesh l'havin yoser api ma'ashe kosov tosim's kedushin quotes this Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi is quoted in Tosim's kedushin on Lamed Vav Amid Beis. Hay deman da'ochil mi'chavre bo'is is takulibay. Sh'simla p'nei omra Torah lamed sh'amitzvah limdon ta'atim panim b'ponim. Right, there's a mitzvah to learn with Talmidim upon him. That's the pasuk in Yeshaya, "Vayu einecha ra'ova ses morecha," that you should see your Rebbe's face. The question is, how can you see your Rebbe's face? The Rebbe's giving and you're taking. So it's bois listakulebe atam hu no. Moshe Talmid mekabel be'rabo, k'mokein arav mekabel me'atalmid me'talmida yosem mikulam. In other words, what the Rebbe grows from the Talmidim as well. So therefore, just like we said that the Shulchan and the Menorah see each other, the Mizbeach is not exactly blocking, because it's not the pshat that the Shulchan is the giver and the Menorah is the taker. They're both givers, because the Menorah is giving back to the Shulchan bracha v'hatzlocha that comes about by the fact that the Shulchan gave to the Menorah. And the same thing, the fact that the Rebbe, the psilos are going towards the middle, they're looking the Rebbe in the face, because they're not just receivers, they're givers. That because the Rebbe learns from the Talmidim, he grows from the Talmidim, and that's the same idea as well. So again, the same idea, that somebody, you think that there's a Mekabel and a Nosein, and the Mekabel's the giver, the Nosein. No, it's a Shutfus. You need both parties, and both parties are giving. And I saw an unbelievable Netziv, that says a similar idea. The pasuk says, "Vasei kruv echad mikotza mizeh, ukruv echad mikotza mizeh, mina kaparis tasu as a kruvim al shnek soso." So we know on top of the aron were the two cherubs, the two kruvim, right? The two human-looking figures. So the Netziv says an unbelievable thing. What's the Lashon Tasu? Plural. So the Netziv says, why was a Tasu plural? Well, maybe it was one person who made both Kruvim. Right? Maybe Kruv Aleph was made, and then Kruv Beis was made. Why Tasu, not Taseh? What's the Tasu? So the Netziv says an unbelievable Chiddush. And as Rav Cooperman, this is the new Netziv that just came out, with Rav Cooperman, Cooperman's son, Ha'aris, on this. He says an unbelievable Chiddush. Unbelievable Chiddush, as he writes in footnote 136. Chiddush Godol Shrabbeinu Shlomatzinu Eitzel Klal HaMaparshanim. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that he wants to say that the two Kruvim had to be made simultaneously. And therefore you needed two people to make it. Because one was on this side, one was on the other side. So how could it be done simultaneously? That's why it's Tasu. It was made simultaneously. Look inside. Elin sheyesh b'zeh hosafa sheyasa ke'echad kruv echad mikotza mizeh v'loy sheyasa tchila zeh kruv v'chaka hasheni v'ilu ha yushnei akruvim b'tzad echad. If they were on the same side, maybe you could have done hayefshar l'bal melacha echad l'hakish kan v'kan. In other words, if they were on the same side, maybe one person could bang, you know, with both his hands and make it two things simultaneously. But not kruv echad mikotza mizeh, kruv echad mikotza mizeh. So it was impossible to one person to do it if it's going to be simultaneously. So al korach was done what? By two people. That's the tasu. Sheye echad omi mizeh, echad mitzazev, yud nusharim lozi shnei kruvim keechad. Oh, so what's the musar? So what? What's the idea? So he says an unbelievable thing. So let me explain to you. There was the different pshatim, what the Kruvim represented. Right? There's a famous Gemara in Bava Basra on Nun Daled that says that sometimes the Kruvim were facing each other, sometimes they were facing away. When Yisrael is Osim Ritzon Shalmokom, facing each other. But not facing away. Why? Because one kruv represented God, and one kruv represents man. So the pshat is like this. So obviously, the kruv that represents God, God is the mashpia. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is the mashpia. Man is the makaba. Man is the makaba. So the pshat is like this. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the existence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, is not pshat that he was a mashpia. And then he decided, well, who should I give the hashpah to? Originally, in the creation of the world, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and he became the mashpia, right away he knew who the makabel was. It's not pshat that there was a mashpia. And that's why the two kruvim are made right away. So at the second that HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes a mashpia, he already knows who's the makabel. Because you can't. It's like Moshe Shapiro said to me. It's like the idea "Ein Melech Belo Am," that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is being mashpia on us, but we make Hakadosh Baruch Hu the Melech. Without us, he's not a Melech. So we're being mekablim, but we're also nosnim. And you can't have one without the other. So you can't have one kruv without the other, because Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not a Melech without the Am. Ein Melech Belo Am. So Memela, you think that one kruv is the mekabel. The Nosim, one kruv is the makabel. No, there's no makabel without, there's no mashpia without a makabel. And that was from the Tchilas Habriya. Bereishis b'shvil Yisrael shenikru reishis. So that's the same idea. That in a different application, that there's a makabel and there's a Nosim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Nosim and Klal Yisrael is the makabel. But it can't be one without the other. And that's always should be your attitude. Whenever you learn something, you should think, well, how can I teach it over? How am I going to be able to formulate it to say it over to somebody? When you make if you have a lot of money, so what could I do? There was mitchila. When you have the ability to hashpa, you're already thinking how to be mashpia. So when one kruv is made, right away the other kruv had to be made at the same time. Because it's not a makabel and a nosein. It's a shutfus. So the shutfus has to be the meikara. And that's the Netziv's chiddush. Tremendous chiddush.
Tasu.
Tasu. And as Rav Chaim Volozhiner says that, you know, that's the idea that, you know, the famous thing that Rav Chaim Volozhiner, take a look at the Gemara about the Kruvim as in Bava Basra on Tzadi Tess, that the two Kruvim, if they're facing each other, that's there's a lot to say just on that. We're not going to, but the Nefesh HaChaim on page 22 says, that the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is like a sus, it's like a horse in the chariot. What does that mean? Because normally, if a person is sitting on a horse, so who's deciding the direction of things? So the person is going to, the rochev is going to tell the horse where to go. But by paro, by sus paro, the sus hineges rochvo. What's the pshat? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the manhig. He's the manhig. He's riding on the horse. We're like the horse. So you would think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mashpia, but his hashpah is dependent upon how we act. So we, the horse, are influencing the rochev of which direction to go. So it's a similar idea that we're the b'mekabel. And in Ochanami, what we said before, ein melech b'lo am, but as Rabbi Moshe Shapiro pointed out, it's even deeper than that. Because we are no saint to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we, our actions influence HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he's going to act. If we act with rachamim, he'll act with rachamim. If we act with chesed, so we're mekabelim, but we're also nosnim. We're also we're getting hashpah, but also being mashpia. So we see this idea of osai, of the shutfus of the nosin and the mekabel. And I think that's very important, because a lot of times people think, oh, I'm just a mekabel, I'm not doing anything, you know. No, it should be an important lesson that you can't have a mekabel without a nosin, you can't have a nosin without a mekabel. It's a shutfus. And you both have to realize that both parties are important. You shouldn't think just the usher is important, not the oni. Just the Rebbe is important, but not the Talmud. It's both have equal importance. And without the two, without the shutfus, you don't have the shlemus. And that's why the Netziv says, you can't have one kruv without the other. Because one kruv without the other means there's a mashpia without someone to be mekabel. And that you can't have. Because both are part of the shutfus. So you have to have two kruvim together. They had to be made together to show that they're both part of this shutfus. It's not just a mekabel. It has to be a mekabel and a nosein. And the nosein's really... the mekabel is a nosein, and nosein is a mekabel. They're both being mashpia, the usher and the oni, the rebbe and the talmid, and ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael as well. And therefore, no party has to be ashamed. The rebbe and the talmid can look each other in the face. The neiros are pointing towards the middle. The shulchan and the menorah are looking at each other. No mizbeach that's blocking the vision. Mizbeach is in between, but not blocking the vision. It has to be nochach. And this should be important. Whatever your tafkin in life is, whether it looks like the nosin or the mekabel, you have to realize that your chelek is also important. That you can't have a rebbe without a talmid, you can't have an usher without an oni. Everyone is contributing towards the shutvus of the nosin and the mekabel.